In order to fully understand what the Day of Al-Quds is, we must understand the personality of the creator of it. Ayatollah Ruhollah Al-Khomeini. He was a man who strove every day of his life to fight against the oppressive nations. A man who was able to bring down the tyrant Shah of Iran while being halfway across the world. It is from his life and his struggle that we have gained such a powerful day as the Day of Al-Quds. In explaining this day, Ayatollah Khomeini has said, "The Quds Day is a universal day. It is not an exclusive day for Quds itself. It is a day for the oppressed to stand up, to rise and stand up amongst the arrogant, against the arrogant. With this intention of fighting against oppression, not just tonight, but continually, I would like to invite Brother Abbas Akhri to recite some poetry. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjal li farajah.
Assalamu alaikum. I wrote a poem about the house of holiness, was occupied by the regime of oppressiveness. Palestine, a land so sublime, was attacked and taken over by a government which is every action is a crime. When life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. But what if life gives you explosions and bombs with little humanitarian aid? What if life gives your children death, your friends the lack of breath, your parents despair, your siblings treatment so unfair? No one there to recognize the stream of tears running through your eyes. For this reason, the day was named a day in which the determination of the oppressed is acclaimed, and the actions of the oppressors are defamed. In this day, this holy day, we remember and protest the occupation of Bayt al-Muqaddis. We remember and protest the tribulations of the Palestinians and their hopelessness. Our first Qibla's occupation too is remembered, how the right of the Muslims was viciously dismembered. We have to win back our right. We have to recognize the oppressed one's plight. And while we work to win back our right, and while we respond to the oppressed one's plight, we should protect our second Qibla too. We should protect the Kaaba so it will not be taken too. The first Qibla may be currently out of reach, but the second one is not, and this to others you should teach. Namaz is like a Muslim's mirage, and the Prophet went to the Holy House before embarking on his own mirage. So every time you stand up to pray, at least remember the Holy House and this holy day. And remember that when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. But what if life gave you explosions and bombs with little humanitarian aid? What if life gave your children death, your friends the lack of breath, your parents despair, your siblings treatment so unfair? Would you not cry out for help for being treated as a worthless whelp? So now we will all stand up to respond to the oppressed one's plight, so that we will not look upon the Kaaba where it rightfully belongs in hindsight."
Oh.